Now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mad Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel after a couple of wins from this past week. And coach, we start off with your game versus McLouth. You guys win that one 73-50. Big time game for you guys offensively. And Luke put up a good number, so did Brody as well. I want to get your overall thoughts on this one.
Yeah, offensively, I was happy with how we played. I thought we, you know, continued to shoot well and got up the floor well. Defensively, I thought we could have played a lot better. You know, we went man to man and definitely got beat on some things too many times, not jumping to the ball. But overall, it was a good team win.
And then you guys took care of business again on Tuesday night against ACCHS 74-13. And coach, this is a team that for you guys offensively has really started to hit their stride. Just looking at the past five games, you've scored 60 or more in each of the last five games. What offensively is going right that you've been able to have that consistent production?
Yeah, we have seven players at least that can score and across the board. And, you know, we're having, I think we've had four kids in the last few games score over 10 points. And so it's such a balanced effort offensively. You know, we share the ball. So one night it could be, you know, Bowden is a leading scorer. The next night it could be Luke or Brody. It just goes from there. And so the balanced effort is really helpful for us. And then, allowing our defense is, you know, the better our defense gets, the more we can get out in transition, which is where we like to score most of our points.
So a couple of big games coming up this week as you take on Jefferson County North at home on Friday. That game will be here on CARE. And this is a team that's only a half game back of you guys in the standings, with you guys being at 6-2, 9-3 on the season. And JCN is at 6-3 and 8-5. And then you guys take on Oskaloosa, a team that has been very scrappy. They're 4-3 in league play, 6-5 overall. They have really gotten to a new level of basketball, apart from what happened last year, this Oskaloosa team playing way better. So these are two big games for you guys. Where in accordance to importance are these two games for you guys as of right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, we're telling the guys that the next game is the most important game. So, you know, today and tomorrow we'll be focusing on JCN, you know, and getting prepared for them. And then on Saturday and Monday, you know, we'll get ready for Oskaloosa. And that's the thing about this league this year is, you know, any team can compete and play well. And so we just have to be ready for each night. And I think part of it being such a talented league is it's just important that, you know, while we're going to talk about JCN, we're going to talk about Oskaloosa, we just got to be the best version of ourselves we can be. And, you know, we're playing well right now. Offensively, we're doing good, but we're not even close to our ceiling yet. And so just continuing to focus on what we do, you know, not over adjusting for teams, but playing our game and being able to control it with how we want to play. That's kind of our mentality right now.
Coach, what is your ceiling? What does it look like when you guys are playing your best basketball? What does that look like to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, when we play offensively, when we're shooting the ball well, we can put up some pretty big numbers. And when we, you know, we got to continue to defend better. I don't think we've had a night this year that I can say that I'm thrilled with how we defended. I think we've had some good defensive performances, but, you know, being able to jump back and forth between the man and the zone, consistently rebound, you know, Brody's helping us a ton on that. I mean, that's a huge impact for our program. But, you know, if we can get a little bit more consistent, you know, consistently rebounding and consistently defending better, you know, I think we can do some really special things.
Got a good amount of games still left on the season, with eight remaining in the last about 3.5 weeks or so as you guys start to wind down. Well, it's hard to say wind down when there's that many games left, but in the final month here of the regular season. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
That was Morehill Mount Academy boys head basketball coach Christian Wessel here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Amberwell Health.